Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. It's Matty Garwood playing it for you fresh as well tonight. It's some new stuff. Jessica Braithwaite has got Who You Know. Now, we don't need to worry about anything like horses because this is an absolute banger. And she is doing a little bit of travelling where she can at the moment. It's great that you've taken some time out, Jess, to have a bit of a chat to us on Ausmade.
I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. And I like the shout out to Uncle Daz there. He's not my real uncle, but we always used to call him that anyway.
How many people just assume that because you've got the same last name that you must be related?
Especially now because we're both singers. It's like, well, they definitely must be related.
He's a cracker. And your new one is a cracker. Who You Know. Tell me every single person you've ever met in your life, Jessica.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? Well, I know you now because we're talking too. So, you know, you're part of the party now. You know, it's funny that you say, you know, tell me all the people that you know, because it kind of is for. It's for the people that we know. And that's normally used in more of a negative kind of a connotation. But I wanted to take it, turn it around and turn it into this celebratory song about the people that we know in our life. Sometimes you forget how lucky you are to have, you know, the people who hold you up, the people who support you. Maybe it's even the person who gives you a smile in the morning when they're serving you your morning coffee, and they might not even realize that they've just brightened up your day. So it's kind of that shout out, and I kind of want people to think about, you know, who do you know who makes your life better?
Who would you say have been the most influential people that have made your life better?
This sound really corny. I was thinking about my husband when I was writing this song, and I think because I see him every day, like I think especially in relationships, sometimes it's like, oh, you know, you left the dishes in the sink, or, you know, like that day-to-day stuff.
Oh, I know.
And sometimes you forget to take a step back and go, oh my God, you're an amazing person and I'm so glad I know you. I kind of wanted to just create that moment of gratitude.
And we're definitely not forgetting about where it kind of kicked off for you as well, though, Jess, because Feel This Way, it was pretty hard hitting when it came to like the iTunes charts here as well, but not only here, right around the world.
Oh my God, that was so crazy. So this was my debut release. You put something out into the world and you don't know what's going to happen. And then I watched it just go crazy, and I was watching it kind of go around the country a little bit first, and I was like, okay, it's running on the Herald Sun now in Melbourne. And then I watched it kind of move to Sydney, and then I woke up the next morning and it was in the British tabloids.
Awesome.
And then I watched it go around the world. I was like, oh my goodness, it's in the US tabloids now and it's Scottish tabloids, and it was just out of control. Maybe that's kind of what happened when you open up and be a little bit honest with your music.
Sure.
Maybe, you know, you can sort of strike a chord, and it turns out a lot of people were feeling the same way that I was.
Yeah, and they're resonating with the new one, with Who You Know. And you do know quite a few good people to have worked with on this one. I mean, some of the names that they have worked with, your Kelly Clarksons, your Michael Jacksons, your Shers, One Directions, and even here at home, Delta Goodrum. Like, how did this team up come together?
I don't even still believe this story, actually, because it sounds like a dream, but I have the music to prove that it actually happened. But so I sent my demos, just my original demos that I had made at home with my brother. I sent them to this big recording studio in LA. I'd had a couple of wines, I have to be honest with you, because I thought, look, obviously there's no way they're going to read my email, let alone listen to my song. About 3 months went past, and then I got this email, one sentence: hey Jessica, I've just been listening to your demos, I really like them, do you want to come out to LA and record with me? And I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, this is a scam. And it was real. And so, you know, I flew out to LA. This was before COVID. I just got in, which was really lucky. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, someone's going to walk in here any minute and tap me on the shoulder and say, sorry, Jessica, actually, we've made a mistake. Look, he heard something in my music that spoke to him, and he wanted to take me on. And gosh, you know, you talk about who you know.
Well, we are so glad that we have new stuff out. And now to think about the people that we do know and take that step back, like you're asking us to do with this brilliant new banger.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think more than ever now, because it's been a pretty rubbish year for a lot of people. So, you know, maybe a bit of positivity, sometimes that can help lift people up a bit.
Well, we're going to lift the vibe right now. Jess, we love your new one with Who You Know. I'm going to play it here on Ausmade. Thanks for joining us and having a chat.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, I'm Jessica Braithwaite. You're listening to Ausmade, and this is my new song, Who You Know.